Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I am Gaius, a Roman Briton, equus class, living in Londinium, 91 A.D. It's chilly, but coming spring. Germanicus is here. We're finishing our cup of wine. We're going on to see, I believe, an act, just one act, of Medea, a favorite of many, because, of course, she takes revenge upon Jason and the Argonauts. However, we're also speculating about what will happen to Roman Britain 2,000 years from now. And in conversation with someone living in the 21st century in Lincoln, which was a Roman center of commerce contemporaneously with Londinium, I learned that in the 21st century, you are wise not to dig in your garden too deep, because the Roman mosaics are everywhere. And if you unearth one of them, the architecture and artifact and archaeologists all show up, and you'll never have your garden to yourself again. The Lincoln is completely dominated by the Roman civilization about 6 to 8 feet down. However, it depends upon the tourist coming to the cathedral, which is, you know, 1,000 years after Rome. I also learned, Germanicus, that they continue to find so many coins, swag, that they don't even put it in the news anymore unless it's a really big swag. What happened, Germanicus? What happened that all of a sudden the well-to-do of Lincoln left and didn't come back for their bags of coins that they'd buried? Where'd they go?
They went to Gaul. They crossed the channel and left. The problem of Roman Britain, as we've discussed, being Roman citizens in Londinium, it is our compass, after all, is that this is the farthest reach of Rome. Rome was able to project itself onto Britannia, thanks to Claudius, and has managed to maintain itself for several hundred years from, let's say, the 50s to the 350s. But if you look at the unsettled circumstances of the later 4th century, what you see is a Roman Britain that was relatively fragile in the sense that you had an overlay of Romans and Roman latifundia, you know, the large farms and country homes that you would see across the empire, especially in Gaul to the south, as sitting upon a still unassimilated Celtic foundation. And that foundation was happy to support Roman rule, but Roman rule had to provide security. And what began to happen in the later 4th century is that Frisian raiders assault Britain. And so Britain, the Romans had to create special defenses. They had to create a special command, the Comes Britanniorum and the Dux Belorum, and build wonderful fortifications, which still exist along what was called increasingly the Saxon shore. And this was a kind of a beach defense, and yet it was insufficient to truly provide security.
And they lost their money, Germanicus? Our inheritors are going to leave the money?
From what we know in archaeology, in the later 4th century and early 5th century, is that around 402 or so, when the Germanic tribes breached the Rhine, that was in 406, Roman forces were withdrawn from Britain. And once the defenses of the Saxon shore were stripped, Britain was exposed. And the thin crust, the upper crust of its wealthier inhabitants and its former centurions, the world that we know of right now in Londinium, was so at risk that I think they went with the army back to France. And they had stored hoards of coins as a result. So one can imagine that there were these hoards that were stored underground so that they could access them. And yet after several years or under duress, they had to suddenly abandon that, and they left those hoards there. Now, it is said, and there is some historical evidence, that Roman forces did return to Britain briefly in the 420s to maybe the 450s. But after that, they left forever, and in large part because of events in Gaul itself. You had a lot of turmoil and a coming apart of Roman control in Gaul after 450. So this was a situation that was unraveling, and people at first wanted to create a kind of security blanket by having hoards of coins that were stored safely. And yet over a period of time, we don't know how long, maybe months, maybe years, that became suddenly untenable, and there was a panic. So we can see this in terms of later writing from Gildas and the Venerable Bede and others, that these cities were deserted, and yet they were still there. I mean, Londinium, Abu Rakum, which is now York, were still there, and all the Roman structures were there, but the Romans themselves left for the most part. Right. And what you had were successor Celtic states, and then increasingly the beginning after the 450s of the various Saxon principalities that would become Anglo-Saxon Britain.
Yes, and they regarded the remains of our inheritors to be the work of gods. The swag is there. The metal detectors are finding it all the time. They're looking more and more because the gold and the silver head to the British Museum. Germanicus is Makaveleos. I am Gaius. We're going to a one act of Medea, taking revenge on Jason forever. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,